Filibuster! Filibuster! Now you can stick around and watch us take off.
Listen, Dennis. I hate Dennis. And I hate you so much that I'm not able to tell you how much I hate you in front of your wife.
And vice versa.
Right.
Come on over here! Come on over here!
This dock is off limits to civilians.
I'm terribly sorry, I didn't know. If I see one, I shall inform you immediately.
And one of them a know-it-all who can't keep his trap shut.
Perhaps if you apologize to the man and gave him flowers, or perhaps a fruit basket with a card depicting a misty seascape and inscribed with a sentiment.
I ain't apologizing to that motherfucker. He fired me because I'm black.
You can't do that. You can sue him, open and shut case.
Fucking that.
Surely a chocolate assortment has been known to melt the heart of even the hardest misanthrope.
That man ain't rolling over for no fucking candy bar.
Your wait is over. Your patience is paid off. Well, unless you were waiting for something that's actually cool. Oh, holy crap. It's time for another episode already. Gird your ears as loins for the oral battle to come. It's time again for the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Awesome Casting Semi-Live from Studio D Chevalier, where all the cool kids come to podcast. Here comes the big program with all your favorite dumbasses. And now to anchor the show, and if you need him, your tug-of-war team, it's Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
It is true. I'm pretty damn good at tug-of-war. If I were your anchor, you'd likely win because I just wrap it around my giant self and dig in. You've tried that too. We did that at the company picnic.
Yeah, we did.
I think we ended up with rope burn.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is never good.
And I was actually thinner then. That's the sad thing.
Is it? Well, but you were still over 200 pounds.
And well.
Yeah, as you sit and eat your... As you sit and complain about your McDonald's baked pie that apparently is expired. This is Derek Knight from SetOfCheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Hello.
My sister Heather from Added Spam hath joined us.
Hello.
Nobody else made the trip today. I sent out a message early in the week and said, let me know if you're in or out. You immediately responded, we're in.
Mm-hmm, I did.
Nobody else responded.
So what did you do to piss them off?
I don't know. Therein lies the big question. Now, see, Justin... maybe considers himself too famous to come now. Who knows?
Yeah.
Because he went to E3, and we didn't. Now, a lot of people try to get into E3. He did. I mean, he's making the most of this interweb fame thing, which, you know, hey, impressive. Good job.
As long as he doesn't start doing coke and hookers and all that other stuff that comes with fame.
Yeah, no, so he's just not here.
I said, where's that little pussy?
Not here. But I was really hoping to ask him about E3 and how E3 went and get details on E3, but no Justin and no Jason from RedRumRadio.com never responded. Probably has to work or had something to do, you know, because I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. Not Justin, just Jason. but we do have our newest old fan, who apparently is painfully narcissistic and says that if we mention him, it will help him listen. Neil, hi. How are you anyway?
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Neil, you're our favorite, except for listener already. You know, you're Neil, but hi, listener. How are you? It's nice to have you along. Neil, hi. Thanks for listening. So
yes.
Anyway, we've got some stuff to talk about today on the big show. There's, World Cup soccer is going on, and of course I hate soccer because it's the world's most favorite sport, and I do not give in to peer pressure, but it's just soccer.
I just hate it because
it's
slow.
Soccer.
It's soccer.
Yeah. But there is news out of Germany of a psychic octopus who has been picking the outcome of games correctly up till now. So his credibility is on the line because the final game is coming up on Sunday. But other news, though, hey, what's going on?
Other news?
Yeah, what are you doing? What have you been doing since the last time we got together?
Not much. I work. That's pretty much all I do. And then when I'm not working, I'm trying to forget about work.
Nice. Okay. So, Heather, what have you been up to?
I have ended my community Walgreens rotation extern dealie, and I started at Memorial 2 weeks ago. Memorial Hospital.
So you're working in the pharmacy at a hospital.
Yes, the inpatient pharmacy.
Yeah. How's that going?
It's interesting.
Do you get to work with the mentals?
No.
Damn.
Actually,
do you get to prescribe stuff for them though? Like,
oh no, we don't get to prescribe. We don't prescribe. Anything. We just hand out what's already been prescribed.
Well, okay. So yeah, that was the wrong choice of words.
But actually, no. There's not. We had more mental drugs going out at Walgreens than I've seen at the hospital. But no, was it my second day? First or second day, the guy that I was shadowing took me to Ward 4,
yeah,
which apparently is where they actually have police posted there at all times. And that's where the people that have the mental issues or, you know, they're all drugged up on something, that's where they go. And
the ones that are all hepped up on goofballs go to 4.
Yes, exactly.
It's interesting that 4 is usually the number.
They should go to 11.
They should go to 11. But the number that hosts hospitals assigned to the mental ward is generally 4.
That's weird.
Fourth floor in Denver, mental ward. Ward 4 here, mental. Interesting. I wonder if that's like some standard hospital code or if it's just coincidence. But I am actually quizmastering again for geekswhodrink.com. I'm in Old Chicago in the downtown location here on Tejon in Colorado Springs on Thursday nights, and neither of you have come to see me yet.
I have to be to work at like 6 in the morning. I've seen old.
You. I've seen you.
All sob stories. None
you're
of which.
Doing just fine without us, to be honest.
No, I could, I could totally be doing better if you guys showed up.
You had what 11 teams that last? Not
yeah,
necessarily the last time, but
yeah, the last time there was 11 teams
as well.
Yeah. But you
I
know
want
what?
To go. I
12,
do.
13 teams would make it even better. Yep, I'm talking to you people. You people who are listening and
yeah,
you
Neil.
In the room.
I want to
yeah,
go.
Neil, you fancy yourself smart? Come out on Thursday nights and vie for prizes.
In 2 weeks, I'll go.
Yeah. Okay.
Because then I won't have to be getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So. What day would that be?
I get done on the 26th, so that's okay. A Monday, so yeah.
All right, good. Well, I'll be back from vacation then. That would suck if the first time you came,
yeah,
I wasn't there. That would just be wrong.
I just have to leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, so everybody who's listening can come on down and check out the big quiz and try for prizes. But Paul the Psychic Octopus... This guy's my new hero. He is a total badass. He can predict. If you give him two clear choices, he will pick the right one. That's how badass he is. He's totally
right.
Badass. From Germany, and up till now, he's been 100% of his predictions as far as the World Cup games have been concerned. Now, granted, they were only asking about the Germany games, and every time Germany won, prior he had sat on a little Germany box, but I mean, there's a muscle in it or whatever. Anyway... The fucking octopus is gold, all right? He can predict shit, and it comes true. And I love the octopus. He's my new hero, and I've arranged for him to give us a call today. So, Colin, I'm going to have you take this.
Okay. Hello?
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 Hola, I am the psychic octopus. I am calling to be on the show.
Okay. So what number am I thinking?
The 5. I'm also speaking to Carlos. See, I knew you needed to talk to me, so I called. That's how psychic I am. I am a psychic German octopus.
Well, then I hope I hope you also know the questions, because...
this is up to you. You can ask me anything you like,
okay.
And I will say, yeah or no. It's basically, I am very psychic. You have to give me two clear choices, but I will always pick right, because I am awesome. I am the kick-ass, yeah. I have a lot of awesome in me. I am an octopus. I have 8 tentacles and...
8 arms of awesomeness.
I swim in beer. Yes, because I'm German. I am a German octopus. Yeah. So, please make this the interviewing. I have no time there. I'm super pretty. I'm like Justin. I don't show up if I'm, you know... I have like a little bit of time. Come on, let's make this the questions.
Heather?
Yes?
Ask a question.
All right, then, fine. Who will win? Don't ask me who's playing, but...
Yeah.
Tell me who will win the World Cup.
I already said, it's Spain, yeah.
Is it Spain?
It's Spain. I hate the Dutch. It's a Spain marshal. I said, yeah, it's a Spain will win, so it's no big deal. You know, I knew you was going to ask that, you know why?
Because you're psychic.
Octopus, yeah. I am awesome. A psychic octopus. So, anyway, yeah. In the psychic animal food chain, I am at the top. Do you know this? Not even Americans or humans? No, no, they suck. They're not even... So, like, the Miss Cleo. No, I am the top of the animal psychic food chain. I am the, what you call it?
Kreskin.
The Kreskin. Of octopi, yeah. Fucking yeah. Another thing I knew you would say, you know why?
Because you're psychic.
Fucking octopus, baby. Psychic fucking octopus, yeah. So anyway, have you heard about this parakeet?
No.
There's a parakeet in Singapore, right? And he's like saying, oh, no, there's a Dutch woman. Fuck you, parakeet. You know why? Because you're not even psychic. Psychic food chain animals? You know, no, bottom. You're a joke, all right? Parakeets. I'm from Singapore, please. I'm from Germany, all right? I'm ruthlessly efficient. I will come there and I will like, envelop you with my tentacles, bird, and I will sort of crush you. You know why?
Because psychic you're a psychic octopus. German octopus.
Yeah, I'm a badass, is what I am.
So if you're so psychic, how'd you wind up in a tank?
My name is Paul. It's a German octopus. Where do you fucking think I live? I'm in the tank in Germany. They feed me beer. It's all right.
No, but I mean, why did you wind up in a tank?
I'm a psychic octopus.
So couldn't you see them come in with the nets?
I am a sea creature. What do you think I would want to do? Live out in the open ocean and waste my talents? No, I want to live in a tank and be, you know, like, adored. And I get to see women and have beer action. It's nice.
How about PETA wanting to set you free?
Screw them. I am Paul the Octopus. You know, what are they going to do to me? I mean, it's like these fuckers in Spain. They're like, oh, we have an octopus eating contest. You could be our mascot. Yeah, like I'm getting in by news here. They're going to cut me up and eat me. I'm not calamari. I'm Paul. I'm full of the badass. You want to ask me some questions? I can give you answers, because if you give me two clear choices, I can always pick the right one. Yes, you have the hand up. I can tell this from Germany. Go.
Okay. Who's going to win the Winter Classic this year, Pittsburgh or Washington?
Well, there is a problem with that. See, I hate this one you call Ovechkin, because he is the Russian, but I am German. If you do not get along, you know why? World War II. You never forget. But then on the other hand, you have this complete smarmy little prick in Christmas, Sidney Crosby, right? You little girly man. I do not like him either. You know what I'm hoping for? Plane crash. Suppose the psychic octopus says plane crash. Oh, wait, that was the third option. That's totally out of character. Please ask me, Pittsburgh or plane crash?
Pittsburgh or plane crash?
Oh, it's like an octopus says plane crash. And I said that for society. Any more questions for Paul the Psychic Octopus today, please? Then, let's go. We have not much time. I'm a famous octopus. I have other demands. I have, like, a talk show to be on. I'm going to be talking to Rush Limbaugh. I'm going to be talking with this, like, Oprah. And then I'm here wasting my time on your stupid little show, and you're, like, nothing.
Well, you know, it'd be easier, Paul, if we didn't have to give you two options. Like, I can't say who will win the World Series because I don't know who's playing.
But, ladies, this is my hustle. You have two options, and I will pick it correctly because I'm Paul the Psychic Octopus full of the badass now.
Not so badass if you have to have options. Options!
Yeah, 50-50 option. I don't know. I don't know if that's so psychic. I think that's just...
We can keep this call going. And you shush. You keep your promise to yourself. Now give me the options. Let's go.
Okay. Who will be the Broncos quarterback this year? Tim Tebow or Kyle Orton?
Kyle Orton or Tim Tebow? Because Tim Tebow has worn the blue and orange before. And I hear that Kyle Orton's nickname is the Captain Neckbeard, yeah?
Yeah.
But I don't like him. You know why?
Why?
He's ugly. But this Tim Tebow, he seems like the athlete, yeah? He seems like a Uberman. She seems quite a Superman.
Yeah.
I say it's going to be Kyle Orton.
Oh.
Paul the Octopus has spoken. That's Paul's sexy voice. Paul the Octopus has spoken. So, I have one time for one more question on this show.
I think it should be Collins. I've asked
Seriously,
all the questions.
I don't know any
Seriously,
yes or no.
Yeah, you're right. Colin doesn't participate in the
show.
It's okay.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm here.
Why don't you carry him? Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. How about who will be... After Adam Foote retires, who will be the new Avalanche captain? Will it be Paul Stastny or Milan Hayduk?
Can you say Milan Hayduk or Frank Lash?
No!
No, you're the... Okay, no, fine. I check the internet and, Paul doesn't know who these people are. I'm from Germany.
Just pick one. You're psychic.
You can ask me. You're a Krupp? Who is that other... Who's the goalie who used to play for the Washington Capitals, yeah?
Olaf Kolzig?
Olaf Kolzig, yeah, it would be Olaf Kolzig.
Okay.
I'm out of retirement, put him on forward skates.
Don't you think Uwe Krupp would be better for us?
Uwe Krupp has back problems. I have... You know, I dog sled with Uwe Krupp. We have to have a special tank. It's because I get called to become... I'm Paul, the psychic octopus.
Doesn't your water freeze?
No, it's a special tank.
Oh,
lady.
Special tank,
it's
great.
It's insulated. And
it's vodka.
It's got pictures of naked octopus.
No, he doesn't like Russia.
No, Russia. I am the German. I have an Xavier. Keep up! Sorry, fine. You know, thank you very much. It's been fun talking to you all, but I must go now, yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye, Paul.
Paul the Psychic Octopus.
He was fun.
Paul the Psychic Octopus. And, so, yeah. This parakeet from Singapore. Really? Come on. Oh, but the parakeet picked the Dutch. You know what? The Dutch are going to lose. You know why?
Because Paul already picked Spain.
And Paul is got a 100% success rate.
You know, I'm surprised he didn't say that Paul Stastny would be our captain because he's a Paul.
He obviously didn't know who those two players were. He's from Germany. You have to cut him some slack.
But the name Paul should have just went ding.
He's an octopus.
Right. Oh, God, he's probably a Red Wings fan.
Oh, my. Well, actually, he's probably afraid of the Red Wings fans.
You're right. Because throw him straight up.
Yeah. So they've got that tradition of abuse of octopi. You should have asked him about that.
I should have.
We had the most famous eight tentacled
item. Yes or
item.
No questions. So, I don't know.
No. Two options for Paul. Two options. In fact, if you go online and it's a good idea to become a friend of Paul the Octopus on Facebook or a fan of Paul. But if you go to MediaVolea.com, you can ask Paul a question in his online flash game. And the online flash Paul will choose an answer for you. But of course, you do have to present him with two clear options because that's his shtick.
Right.
Yes. And Colin is not impressed by Paul. He's shaking his head and rolling his eyes.
Yes.
What's wrong with Paul?
What's wrong with humanity?
Now you're at. Now you know what you know who you sound like? You sound like Chicago, the band. Does anybody really know what time it is? Just tell me what time it is and walk away, okay? Just accept it. And don't start getting on Paul because Paul's my hero. But so one of the things I don't think we covered on any of the shows was that Grandpa was in the shop vac for a while.
Oh my God, we haven't talked about
that. So why don't you tell that story?
Okay, well, when was it? The end of June? No.
Sure,
May.
Why not?
Oh no, it was in May.
It was in May.
Our aunt passed away, and they decided that they were going to use Grandpa's urn to put her ashes in. Well, all this time, since our grandmother and aunt had moved here from Texas, Dad and Mom had been storing some of their stuff in the shed, and one of those things was Grandpa's urn, which we were kind of surprised to learn. So I go over there one day, and they're getting the urn out. Our aunt and uncle from Alaska were visiting, and they get the urn out, and they open it up, and oh my God, they're still part of Grandpa in the urn.
Yeah, apparently ashes are kind of like rice. They're a little sticky. You might want to fluff them with a fork before you spread them over your favorite spot.
Yeah, so Grandma and Uncle Jim had supposedly spread Grandpa over the Grand Mesa in Grand Junction.
Yeah.
And
but not all of Grandpa.
I thought it was all of Grandpa.
Arm, yeah. Maybe a part of a hip bone still in there.
But yeah, it ended up being, half full?
Unless they put you in head first.
What's that?
Unless they put you in head first.
Yes, we don't know exactly.
That's true.
What all they rake out.
Yeah, so they decided, well, we'll take him out, we'll put him in a jar or something, you know, and then we'll have this urn for Charlene.
Yep.
Well,
because too cheap to buy a new urn.
Right.
Yeah, because we're hill people.
Right.
Well, you got an urn. You may as well use it. You figured it was empty.
Well,
but it wasn't.
But when you find out it's not, I don't know.
So they tried to get him out, and he was stuck.
Yeah, because again, human remains are sticky.
So the next thing I know, Dad and Galen have got the wet dry vac shoved in the urn, and they're sucking him out of there. Mm-hmm. So when I left, I had to walk around the vacuum cleaner, so I was just like, excuse me, Grandpa.
Yeah,
and so he slept in the wet dry.
Haunted shop vac.
Yeah. And then
and now he's in a mason jar next to the TV.
A week later, I go over there, and I'm like, hey, what's this? And he goes, that's your Grandpa. Blah!
You should go over and draw a face on it.
No, that would be disrespectful.
Oh, yeah. God knows.
Yeah,
that's the part that would be disrespectful.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, the idea is to outlive all of our relatives if you want to have a respectful burial.
Yes, Mary
you
Beth
want to be the last one.
Deathly afraid that we'll put her in a shop vac now.
Well, and considering that her husband, my uncle, and now whether he was serious or not, but there's a process now. I mean, you can be cremated and compressed into a diamond, but there's a process where you can be cremated and compressed into pencil lead. Mm-hmm. And my uncle wanted to be compressed into a pencil and have me draw a picture with it. And I'm thinking, talk about pressure.
Because
you can't erase.
No, don't make any mistakes. You got to draw the picture of your life. You think, am I being guided by an unseen hand? And then you remember, wait, he couldn't draw.
Yeah, stop guiding me.
No, stop.
You're making me mess up.
Let me do it. So yeah, that I don't know. I think that just we're related, we're descended from hill people. Just we're hill people on parade in this family, and then On top of that, you just don't want to be the last one. You want to be the last one left. You want to be the one putting them in the shop vac, not the other way around.
Well, and then when we had the deal where our window well flooded and I had to go use the wet and dry vac, I mean, luckily they had already cleaned him out, but I had, because I was using it for water, I had to take the filter out. So it's like, poof, all this ash comes and I'm like, Grandpa's just everywhere now. Yep. He's in our backyard, you know,
he's, well, you know.
He's around now. He's
in your lungs.
Yep. That's since he died from silicosis, that's just kind of like his cosmic payback.
I guess so,
Everybody else sticking in their lungs.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
I was going to say there's also some artist that's taking cremains and turning them into almost like statues, representations of the person that died. Not actual physical ones. Like the one I saw a picture of was a scale and a bee in a honeycomb, and it had something to do with the guy's hobbies and crap.
Hmm. That's almost creepier than just having remains in an urn.
I don't know. An even creepier one is the ones that form it back into a death mask.
Ooh, I haven't even heard of that.
Haven't heard about that? Yeah.
No, I thought death masks were passé in the 1800s.
Well, apparently it's making a comeback because you got the whole mix up the ashes into the plaster and...
I think I want that.
You want the death mask?
I think I want the death mask.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got a spam.
You'll want your tongue sticking out the side. I know you.
Oh, yeah. My, yeah. Oh, it'll be like the...
Just like the mask in Murder by Death.
Yes. Yep. Murder by the face. Good God, it's coming from the face.
What's that mean? It's time for dinner. We have no gong. I got a spam email recently, and it was interesting enough that I kept it because of one thing that I will fill you in on the end. But let me read this exactly as it's written. Dear fellow, it's amazing to receive this occult message in the mix of New Age, but your name was give to us and contact by your kinsmen who wish all the good omen life always bring to those he loves. Establish yourself today. Rule this world through the help and cleansing with Freemasonry occult power and members worldwide. Be warned, never share this message with anyone, not even your spouse or trusted friend. Hello, listener. This is a secret. This is the secret of the ages, which bring to you today. This offer is only available to America, Canada, and United Kingdom nationality only. Yours faithfully, Grand Secretary General, Freemasons Hall, 60 Great Queen Street, London. The ironic thing is, at 60 Great Queen Street in London is the Freemasonry Hall. Now, obviously, this is public knowledge, but when I first read that, I was like, Great Queen Street, come on. So I looked it up. At 60 Great Queen Street in London is the Freemasonry Hall.
And now that you have spread this on to everybody, they're going to send their Mason assassins after you.
Mason assassins.
Yes.
I am dead. But I just thought that was the most awesome spam I've ever received because I am now able to rule this world.
Yes.
As long as I don't share it with anybody, not even my trusted friend.
But you have.
I have. So now I'm screwed.
So now you're screwed.
But isn't like a disclaimer, like what will happen. I guess now I just can't rule this world.
I think it's implied.
Maybe you'll have to co-rule with everybody you've shared it with.
So luckily we don't have that many listeners.
Yeah.
And Neil, I guarantee Neil would want to, but I'm not sure he's really ready for it. Because he's a little creepy. You know, and Neil wanted his own theme song. And I tried desperately to get a theme song for him from Instasong.com today, and Instasong was kind of messed up, and it wouldn't respond. It would let me create the song, but it wouldn't actually give me the preview. So,
aww.
Sorry, Neil. I tried desperately to get you your own theme song, and it didn't
Maybe another
work.
Time.
Yes, maybe another time.
If he keeps listening, just string him along.
Yes. Well, yeah,
you
that's
have to
the
listen
thing.
One
he
more
to,
time.
Plus and then you give him one line each time once you have it.
Plus, he has to prove to me that he's listening. Right. You know, like, tell me something that he'd only know from the show.
And see, I can't even do that.
I know you can't. That's what, but and yet you have your own theme song, which is just crazy to me. And I don't even have it loaded anymore.
That's okay.
I have my theme song loaded, but not yours.
Evil! He's public enemy number one. He's an evil, evil man.
That's me!
Yeah, I took yours out for, because I'm using this for the pub quiz. So I took your theme song out for the quiz theme. Which is kind of like something.
I don't know
else.
If you're trying to see if it'll upset me, but I don't care.
I'm just saying. I know you don't care because you know why?
You're psychic?
No. I'm not.
That's psycho.
Have you knowledge of the auto tune? Have you heard of auto tune?
Is that one of the Decepticons?
No. where's the... no. Auto-Tune is a proprietary audio processor created by Antares Audio Technologies. It uses a phase vocoder to correct pitch.
Oh, that
automatically. So it it can make anybody sound like they're singing. Well, this enterprising group of youngsters have put together what they call Auto-Tune the News. And I don't know if you've been keeping up on what Barack Obama is doing regarding the Gulf oil spill crisis, but he did have that line earlier in the month where he was trying to figure out who was in charge so he knew whose ass to kick. Well, these fellows from Auto-Tune the News took that and created
our exclusive interview with this. President Obama.
I talked to the expert, so I know who's ass to kick
some butt.
So I know who's ass to kick. So I know who's ass to kick.
Yeah, when you talk to fishermen on the verge of tears, yes, you're frustrated. There has not been an idea that we haven't evaluated. I would love to vent. I would love to shout and holler. But my main job is to solve the problem. This happens, it turns out they have no idea what they're doing. We just gotta keep on moving, pushing and moving. We're gonna get through it. People, when they're upset, they have every right to be. The best possible service from me is ass kicking. If it's the last thing I do, I must kick BP's ass. This is gonna be a very, very difficult task.
I talk to the experts, so I know who's ass to kick.
Kick some butt.
So I know who's ass to kick. So I know who's ass to kick.
Kick some butt.
I like
just
that.
Give them a piece of your mind.
More of
that was awesome.
Yeah, and then it goes on to go through this little how you subscribe to their thing, but then it comes up with this, and they have superimposed one of their people singing to Obama.
Ass kicking experts. I actually have an advanced copy of the list of candidates for that panel, and I was wondering if we could go down the list and you confirm whether or not these ass kickers are actually experts. Mr. T,
expert.
Chuck Norris,
expert.
Bruce Lee,
expert.
Bruce Willis,
expert.
Betty White,
expert.
Al Pacino,
expert.
Tinky Winky,
expert.
Jack Bauer,
expert.
Jackie Chan,
expert.
Darth Vader,
expert.
Peter Pan,
expert.
Genghis Khan,
expert.
Batman,
expert.
The Lollipop Guild.
You know, I have to tell you,
expert.
So if you ever had any doubt, Betty White and the Lollipop Kids are all experts.
The Lollipop Guild.
The Lollipop Guild. The entire Lollipop Guild. Yes, you're right. And Tinky Winky. Although he hesitated on Tinky Winky.
He did.
And the Lollipop Guild. They are all experts in the ass kicking. Much like Paul the Psychic Octopus.
Right.
Who's full of badass. But I just thought that was fun. Wanted to share it with everybody because I'm a sharing kind of guy.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, I know. I like to share. I like to find things and then share. Kind of like Colin. Colin finds weird things and he shares. But you haven't shared yet today.
No, I haven't.
And that's sad.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's weird. I'm cutting out.
You know why? It's because you're just sitting there going, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And nothing's happening.
Well, doing a lot of computer reshuffling, so I didn't have time to look for much. But I did bring an Arrogant Worm song if you want to play that.
Yeah. Maybe we'll play that in the next show.
Okay.
Yeah. You know why?
We're out of time.
We're close to out of time. We're not out of time yet. Have you heard of the Rape Axe?
Rape.
Well,
axe.
That doesn't sound fun.
The rape. No, it's not fun. You see, apparently, I mean, in foreign countries, rape is like a really big problem. I mean, not that it's not a big problem anywhere else, but like in South Africa, apparently women don't leave the house without razors in their vagines because rape is that big of a problem. Apparently the rape per capita is so insanely high in certain parts of South Africa that people are taking extreme measures.
Yeah,
like actually, barbed wire chastity belts type of thing.
I did hear something about this doctor in South Africa designed
that created this anti-rape condom called the Rape Axe.
Oh, that's what it's called.
It's called the Rape Axe. Yes,
that, yeah.
It is. It's kind of works on the same principle as like is severe tire damage. Don't back up. You can go in, but you can't come out. And so it's like it inserts like a tampon, and it's got teeth on the inside. It's essentially a condom with teeth on the inside, and the offender can enter, but when they exit, this thing is clamped on.
Yeah, and it has to be removed.
Yes, it has to be removed by a medical professional. And yeah, so
that's how they can get caught then. But the woman still gets raped.
No,
well,
I bet
just
she doesn't.
I'm pretty sure
thrust. He doesn't finish.
Yes, there's no finishing there.
Okay.
Although there's a good chance he might kill her after that.
There's a good chance that if she can't get up real quick, that he'll bludgeon her to death. The only that's one of the problems that I see with this little thing is A, you have to put it into every hole where you might plan on being violated, and B,
and it makes it hard to talk then.
B, it's kind of like and here. But it's it's also like a bee. I mean, one shot and it's done. You know, a bee stings you and it's done. It's dead. This works once and then...
See, what it needs is like a little countdown timer on it until it's going to explode.
It does.
Then that'll encourage that him to get moving.
Yes, but at the same time, what if that switch, the self-destruct switch, accidentally gets bumped on while it's inside? Then you hear this beeping. Beep. What the fuck? Beep. I boom. Horrifying. I understand the principle behind this.
Or if it constricts.
Well, I think that it does. It's designed to slightly constrict. But yeah, no, I get. Yeah, it should.
Like a finger trap.
Yeah, the Chinese finger trap. It's like a Chinese vagina trap. Is basically what it is. It's like insert a piranha in your vagina today. But yeah, no, it was the most horrible thing I've ever heard of. I mean, it's horrible that this product has to exist. Because it's horrible that the problem of rape exists, but at the same time, is it effective?
That's what I'm thinking.
Is it that effective a deterrent?
A simple workaround is use a stick first. I mean, that's just
check the trap. Yeah, you check to see if this thing's loaded.
Right, you stick it into a bear trap to see if it snaps.
Yeah, this works on the principle of you not being restrained while being raped,
or just have your mind totally focused on the end result and not. Exploring your options. That's just not good. I don't think this will work after all. Once the word's out, which it is.
And you know what? The worst part about this, imagine if somebody has like revenge sex with an ex-boyfriend or something. And they end up with a rape axe and they sucker this poor bastard in.
Oh, God.
See? There's so many. This thing is fraught with problems. And sorry that I have to be the voice of reason over here pointing these
That's
out.
That's just it. You have to check every time, I guess, with a stick.
Colin
don't
says,
go in the water
with a stick. Check with a stick
or a dildo. You know what happened?
God, just, you know, I wish I had
before you use your own.
I wish I had talked to you before I went to Freak Train last time because I talked about this, but I didn't even consider checking with a stick.
Well, you should know I'm warped enough to. I guess it gives you material for next week. You
well,
know,
the,
remember when I... Well,
the terrible, terrible joke that I told was talking about how rape is such a big problem in South Africa that women routinely walk around with razor blades inside their vaginas. And imagine coming home and saying, you know, oh, hi, honey, how was your day? Oh, it was not bad, only 2 rape attempts. Oh, so you're out of razor blades? Well, no. Well, would you mind taking a walk around the block then before you come back? See? Yeah, I know. Terrible, terrible joke. Not even a good joke. And it did elicit so many groans from the crowd. But I did, you know, had to set it up by talking. Check with a stick. See? See? Check with a stick. Check the depth of the water.
Exactly.
That's the worst joke ever.
That was awesome.
It's awesome. We'll see, it's awesome, but unfortunately the subject matter is so
terrible. Oh, it is horrible, but that's just it. These people, that's what they will start doing. It's kind of pointless now.
Yes. It's
one of those deterrents that works best if they don't know about it.
Yeah, it needs to be a little bit more lethal, I think. Like a vagina cannon. I'm just spitballing here. I mean, if this is the problem, the solution is mutilation. Forced mutilation from within.
I just
nanobots. That's gonna be the answer.
Like those little microscopic creature that's in the Amazon River that can swim up the urethra.
Yeah,
have like
only that's actually a. Oh, you mean carry those around like a fishbowl in your womb?
Yeah, kind of like like little sea monkeys.
Little sea monkeys of doom.
That's right. Well, I'm just spitballing again. You know, I mean, if this is that big a problem, let's improve this product. I think we can improve this product. It's out there now, but we can improve it. And really, you know, what do? You're locked and loaded. You just expect it. You just have to load it and go. Can you take it out if you didn't use it that first time? Or do you just have to sleep with it in? I'm. What happens if you have...
There's
so many questions.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're working to develop this perfect protection, other people are working against it. It's the same as with DRM or any other kind of protective thing.
Right.
There's people that are trying to...
Right, except in this case, it's not hackers are the best and brightest, it's just criminals and rapists.
Right.
But you're right, though. Simple technology. Check with a stick.
Check with a stick, yeah.
That's so that's just horrible.
What are you going to do? Outlaw sticks? I mean...
Well, once, you know, once sticks are outlaws,
the rapists only, are carrying sticks. That's outlaws. How you recognize that, exactly. them from a distance.
It's got to be a rapist. He's got a stick in his hand. This is Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. With us, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Take care.
My sister Heather from Added Spam.
Bye-bye.
And Justin Carmichael, Jason Ozant, Ray Louie, all the other people that we've had on the show in the past, not here. But I guess, like, you know, we have a 40, one for us, one for our homies. Anyhow, we will be back again next weekend with yet another thrilling episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour whenever we feel like it.